Today, January 24, MP Gord Johns made an appearance at the unsanctioned overdose prevention site, OPS, at the North Island Hospital Comox Valley in Courtenay to commend the groups on their activity and raise awareness for the cause. Johns stated he was behind them in their fight for OPSs in the community. The unsanctioned OPS has been up since Monday, January 20, by the Doctors for Safer Drug Policy and Moms Stop the Harm groups. They have spent the week on the outskirts of the hospital grounds, with a tent and signs promoting their cause. While speaking with Dr. Eva Hemerick, an addiction and family medicine physician in the Valley and one of the doctors leading the charge for the unsanctioned OPS at the hospital, Johns voiced his support. "You don't need to convince me, there is no one else in Canada, in Ottawa, speaking more about this issue than me. I'm on board," said Johns. Hemerick and Johns engaged in a lengthy discussion about harm reduction, safe supply, OPS and treatment options available. "It's critical to save lives, stop the spread of disease and support a true health response to a health crisis. Every political party says there is something that is a health crisis, but they don't really see this as a health crisis," said Johns. Though Johns stated that he is a federal representative and healthcare is provincially run, he continued to express his support for OPSs and how he spoke in Ottawa about the harm reduction that benefits all Canadians. "I feel it and I have a family member who is struggling, so it's not far from me at all. Most people, 80% of people are dying at home," stated Johns. With that sentiment, Johns thanked Hemerick and Doctors for Safer Drug Policy and Moms Stop the Harm groups for their dedication to the cause and for their demonstration outside of the Comox Valley Hospital. "I'm really impressed with what you're doing. Having these supports are critical," said Johns. Hemerick told Johns about those she has helped through her practice and how hopeful she is for future success with the potential of OPS opening in the Valley. "It's so rewarding to be part of people's journey and you develop close relationships. You are on their team and it's actually very positive. We see a lot of people in recovery," shared Hemerick. "We have now had 30 people, we counted, that were connected to the downtown area near City Hall where people are living. They used to be there and now they are functioning members of society. It's very cool." Over the past week, Hemerick estimates they have helped over a couple of dozen people, with resources, harm reduction and information. "People who are coming here for information, sharing brief stories of having lost their children or loved ones and supporting them and connecting our sources as well with other people. We had a group of nursing students come by with their instructor," said Hemerick. "While they have been able to connect with many people over the past week, some people within the healthcare arena have been discouraged from engaging with the groups and their demonstrations. From my account, this is really unfortunate, but some have come anyway, just on their off hours," shared Hemerick. The afternoon was filled with honks from passing by cars, which showed that the group was getting their message across. "They're not valuing people's lives, they have the misunderstanding that they think people have chosen this lifestyle, that they can just quit and make it happen and that it could never happen to them," said Hemerick.